What happens if I cannot agree child arrangements with my ex-partner? Any important decisions relating to a child should be made with the agreement of both parents, assuming that they both have parental responsibility for the child or children. You might be able to resolve matters directly with the other parent, but if this isn't possible, then there are a number of options available to you which don't involve attending court. You could consider attending mediation, which is a voluntary process whereby an independent mediator will assist you and your ex-partner in reaching an agreement. Mediation is a less confrontational, more cost-effective approach to resolving matter relating to child arrangements. And you can find out more about mediation at various websites, including the CAFCAS website and Resolution. It is not necessary to have a court order in place if you agree the arrangements for your child or children. However, you might consider putting your agreement in writing so that there is clarity. And one way of doing so is to create a parenting plan. You can find further information about parenting plans on the CAFCAS website. If it is not possible to reach an agreement via any of the above methods, a solicitor could write to your ex-partner or their solicitor on your behalf to try to resolve matters. You may also wish to explore the possibility of using the collaborative process. If it is still not possible to agree, it might be necessary to consider issuing court proceedings. The court can make the following orders in private children proceedings. Firstly, a child arrangements order, known as spend time with and live with orders. There is now no such thing as custody or residence. Secondly, the court can make a prohibited steps order. This will prevent a parent from doing something, for example, from taking their child out of the country. And thirdly, a specific issue order. This will determine a particular issue, for example, which school a child will attend. When a court is making a decision about the upbringing of a child, the child's welfare is the paramount consideration. The court must consider a range of factors, which are known as the welfare checklist. This is as follows. A. The ascertainable wishes and feelings of the child concerned, considered in light of his or her age and understanding. B. His or her physical, emotional, and educational needs. C. The likely effect on him or her of any change in circumstances. D. His or her age, sex, background, and any characteristics which the court considers relevant. E. Any harm which the child has suffered or is at risk of suffering, including violence and, for example, impairments suffered from seeing or hearing the ill treatment of another child or parent. And F. How capable each of the parents and any other person in relation to who the court considers the question to be relevant is of meeting the child's needs. The court will not make an order in respect of a child unless it is in the best interests of the child to have the order, which is known as the no order principle. It is easy to become distracted by irrelevant issues and caught up in the emotional fallout of separation. However, wherever possible, do try and stay focused on your child or children and what is in their best interests and how you can work together to ensure that the arrangement works for them. Listen to their wishes and feelings and remember that no family is the same and therefore what works for somebody else may not necessarily be the best arrangement for you. If you reach agreement outside of the court process, it may be possible to reflect this within a child arrangements order, which is submitted to the court for approval. However, the no order principle will apply, and it may be preferable to record your agreement within a parenting plan instead of seeking a court order. Another alternative to the court process is arbitration, whereby an arbitrator, who will be appointed by you and your ex-partner, will provide a binding decision known as an award. Arbitration is increasingly popular as a more flexible and efficient alternative to the court process. If you are struggling to agree child arrangements with your ex-partner and would like further advice or assistance, please do not hesitate to contact us.